Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
So today it's the house of Valin Tersignier. We talk to Stéphane. Stéphane, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Hi, everybody.
So, Stéphane, who are you and what do you do?
Our house, Valin Tersignier, producer of cognac since 1850, family and independent cognac house. We have our own vineyard in Cru of Fambois, our own distillery and master cellar, master blender. We are located in Germignac, a small village 20 minutes from the city of Cognac. Our philosophy is to follow the family tradition, so high quality products with our own style. And the most important thing for us is what is in the bottle, not outside. So we are Epicureans, so first we should have pleasure ourselves when we drink our cognac. I'm Stéphane, so the husband of Catherine, the owner. She's the fifth generation now. As we are a small company, I should be polyvalent. Mainly, I manage relations and sales with our partners. Sometimes I welcome visitors. Sometimes I give help for bottlings. And my great pleasure is when we have to decide what will be our next bottling. Our master cellar make a selection of different barrels. And with Catherine and the master cellar, we make a tasting and decide for a new bottling. Only when a sample give us the smile during the tasting, when we can say, wow, yeah, it's really, really good. We don't take care of cognac age and the cru, only the pleasure of the taste.
You know what, Stéphane? I have a funny question. Why is everybody saying master cellar and not cellar master? Almost all the mini podcasts I have done, everybody is saying master cellar, but isn't it cellar master? Isn't it maître de chais?
I think it's only a problem of translation. The name in French is maître de chais. If you make with Google translation, sometimes it's master cellar, cellar master. It depends. So sometimes I prefer to say master blender, something like that.
So you were saying that you are really interested when it comes to new bottlings and deciding.
When we have to decide a bottling, especially for single cask Brut de Fût, by example, usually it's one new bottling per year. It depends, and we really take care of this selection. It's a great part of the job to make this selection because we test a lot of different samples that the master blender has selected. And, you know, sometimes the master blender says, oh, this one is good quality, no problem, no problem in the nose, in the taste. We test it and say, okay, it's good, but it's not wow cognac, it's good. Okay, it's good. And we bottle what we enjoy ourselves to test. So we enjoy to test good and to eat good thing, good food, and have pleasure. So when I take a glass of cognac, or it can be a glass of whiskey or other spirits, I want to have a pleasure in the glass and to have smile and to say, yeah, it's really good. I like it. And it's the way we make our selection for bottling. So it's very nice and pleasant time and part of the job.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that you mentioned whiskey because recently we at Cognac Expert, we have observed that Valin Tersignier is getting a lot of buzz in the whiskey world. Your cognac is apparently quite popular among whiskey amateurs. Do you have an idea why this recent development is happening?
The reason is usually cognac was sell at 40% of alcohol blending, so VS, VSOP, XO, 40% of alcohol, a spirit for everybody, for all the palates. And I told you, Catherine is the fifth generation. So we did cognacs in 1850, and we aged also cognac from Grand Champagne, Petit Champagne, for years and years and years. So we are lucky to have a good stock of old cognac, and with old cognac with really good quality. And 10 years ago, during tasting, we were tasting some Brut de Fût, some single cask, all ones, in cask at 50% of alcohol. And I say, wow, it's really good. Why making a blend with this cognac? It's perfect. It's a real pleasure to taste it. And if we had water to go down to 40%, we are going to lose all this amazing palette of aromas. You know, the more you add water in the spirit to go down the percent of alcohol, the more you lose a large part of aromas. So, as I'm a drinker also of good spirit, brown spirit and whiskey and malt, so I was used to drink spirit with high percent of alcohol. I say they do it in this way in whiskey, so why not to do the same thing with cognac? And we are going to showcase this kind of cognac to whiskey lovers. So we start 10 years ago to have with a booth on Whiskey Live in Paris 10 years ago. And if I remember, we was one of the first house to start to go to the whiskey lovers. It was really funny. So at the beginning, the first years, all the people who come in the front of the booth, so whiskey lovers or rum lovers, say, come on, test a cognac. Oh, no, no, cognac is not for me. Cognac, 40% of alcohol, it's for my grandfather, you know, cognac. So, come on, we have some different cognac as you are used to, you have tasted before. And it was very hard. But more people come, say, okay, for your pleasure, I'm going to test, one. So, usually they start by example, the one we are going to test after, the cognac Ordage, a very old blend at 42% of alcohol. They start to taste and say, oh, I don't have this taste of cognac in my mind. It's really interesting, really good. And after that, they tested a single cask cognac at 47-48% of alcohol, something like that. They say, wow, it's good. Cognac was only 40% of alcohol, but this is really what we are looking for. It's, old spirit, brown spirit. If you test, you make a blind test with old whiskey or old cognac or old Armagnac, it's really difficult to say which one is a whiskey, which one is a cognac.
I know. I actually have done that tasting across categories, and it is very hard to tell the difference between a whiskey, a rum, and a cognac. It's not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah, so as I told you, we start 10 years ago. So I think it was one of the first cognac house to go in this way, to go to meet spirit lover, brown spirit lover, so whiskey lovers and things like that, with Whiskey Live in Paris, Whiskey Live in Singapore also, some tasting session in Belgium, by example, with Whiskey Club. A lot of whiskey lovers, by example, in this club, have tested the cognac for the first time with tasting, during the tasting. It was very funny. And so wasn't the first to start in this way. So year by year, it grows up. And now that's why we have this small popularity. And also because we make a very strict selection. And by example, as I told you, we make new bottling, single cask bottling per year. Each one was noted in a special whiskey magazine. Our website, whiskey with specialists, all at 90 points and some more, 92, 93 points for one or two bottlings. But all our bottlings, single cask, are around 89, 90 points to 92 points. So we will take care of the selection. That's also why we have this small popularity now.
So it all started with a taste decision, what you like, and then you actually changed the product, and then you went to the market, you went to the different fairs, and you presented the product, right? This is how it happened.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we are really happy now to see that some other cognac house follow us in this way, and to meet whiskey or rum lovers. I think it's good for the popularity of cognac and to break the old picture of cognac, you know, cognac from grandfather, 40% of alcohol, things like that. It's good also for the popularity of cognac. Like that, they can discover what can be a cognac. And also, I appreciate and taste some good cognac XO, by example, at 40% of alcohol, like the one we are going to taste in a few minutes.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. So what kind of cognac do we have here to taste?
So to test, we have our famous XO, Fine Champagne, all reserve, bottle at 40% ABV.
So Fine Champagne, could you remind our listeners what that means?
The Fine Champagne, it means that the blend is made with a minimum of 50% of Cognac Grand Champagne and also Petit Champagne, but minimum of 50% of Cognac Grand Champagne.
Do you know whether it's much more than 50% Grand Champagne, or is it more like 55% or so?
Oh, it's more than 50, it's more than 50% of Grand Champagne, of course. But you know, by example, if I ask the question to our master seller or seller master or master blender, if you want, they say, it don't reply to the question. You know, it's a whole house of secret of, you know, Cellar Master is a really strange guy with all secret, a lot of detail. You know, it's the same as a chief cooker. We don't tell you all the recipe.
Yeah, of course. He has to keep his secrets.
But for sure, it's more than 50% of Cognac Grand Champagne. There is no rules. Usually, it's more than 10 different lots. There is no rules. The only rules is when the cellar master make the blend, it's to keep the same taste, the same style each time he make a new production, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. Legally, of course. And do you know how many different lots also go into this cognac? Do you have an idea?
We want that customer. We have our cellar master have learned the job 30 years ago. They have learned the job with the old master cellar, which one have learned the job with the oldest one, like that. And we follow the tradition. We follow the same, always the same recipe, the same style of cognac as it was in the past. So to make the blend, the master cellar make a selection of good old Grand Champagne or Petit Champagne with a special style to, at the end, have the similar taste as the as it was 1 year or 2 years before. So there is no rules of the number of the cask really.
So what is the approximate age of this? I mean, can you give an idea of...
The 6-0 all reserve, so it's a blend made with cognac aged in our cellar for 30 to 40 years old. If you read some old cognac house advertising in the past, all the XO blend was made with cognac 30 to 40 years old. So as we want to follow the tradition, our XO is very old one as it was in the past, and we have kept the same typicity, the same style as the XO Valin Tersigné was also 10 years or 20 years ago.
So let's talk about the style, about the taste. And yeah, so what's this cognac?
Cognac XO, it's a fine, delicate, very gritty blend. It's a blend for epicureans, you know? So a blend for the most demanding palates. You know? It's a quality who has a reward with several gold medals, best in class, in international competition, London, US, China. So we really take care of the quality of each barrels put in this blend. And one thing, important thing, because the cellar masters use only high quality products, we don't add we had no sugar. We had no sugar in this. And also the cellar master, to go down to 40% of alcohol, make a slight and slow reduction in the time to go down to 40% of alcohol. Like that, you can't find the taste of the water in the blend.
So do you want to speak about the taste a little bit?
Yes. I have the glass in front of me.
Great.
So yes, it's more easy to talk about this cognac. So I'm going to put it in my nose. The nose is very, very fruity, very elegant, as I told you, very lot of fineness, very fine, delicate. And the second time, you have a lot of notes of dried fruits, tangerine, peach, green lemon, notes of leather also, with some slight note of Sichuan pepper. It's very, very pleasant, very, very sweet, very elegant and fine, with well balanced. It's very pleasant to stay a long time only with the nose with this kind of old XO blend. And if you want, I'm going to put it some big drops in my mouth now. The mouth is very fruity, the same as in the nose. Swerve, round, very greedy, and also yes, nice balance. You find notes of dried fruits, lemon, tangerine, notes of blonde tobacco, honey, and also at the end some subtle floral, and also some spicy notes at the end. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't have a glass in front of me, but our listeners, they do have a glass in front of them.
Yeah. You can say, yeah. And so the nose is very sweet, very nice. It's a pleasure. Enough, it's a pleasure also. And with this one, you have a very nice and the same, a very long aftertaste with honey, cinnamon, a little point of spices also at the end, but very sweet, and it's still a long, long, long time. Very pleasant, yeah. As I told you, we first want to enjoy ourselves what we bottle. And in this case, it's very dangerous because you can drink it so easily after a good dinner. And you are talking with friends and say, one another glass, please, one another. It's really...
Not too much.
not too much.
Exactly. Not too much. Great, Stefan. So it was my pleasure. Thank you very much. We're going to leave our listener now with their glass. I will talk to you very soon again, and we're going to taste the second one. So thank you, and have a great day, Stefan.
Thank you. It was a pleasure for me.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!